We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, yo, and I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What's up, you guys? I'm Ray. I'm the alpha male on the show. I'm from the North, and I love to shotgun beers when I'm out at the club. I like to do it with the White Claws. And if you do the same thing, hashtag it, Sore Losers Show, and we'll hit you with that retweet, baby.
No. Hashtag what? Sore Losers Shotgun.
Shotgun at Sore Losers Show.
Guys, but we see them both, don't we?
Well, yes, but the...
But yeah, the hashtag...
If you want to keep it consistent, you want the same hashtag so people can... Over the years, it grows and grows and grows, and it becomes a thing. If you have 52 different hashtags, it's a nothing.
Guys, let's get to it. I got to go to... I have a doctor's appointment. I think I have a spider bite in my leg. So I'm getting it checked out.
What time is your doctor's appointment?
Don't worry. It's coming up.
Hey, guys.
In how long?
In about 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to squeeze in a nap.
If you're sitting in...
You can sleep in your car in the parking lot.
If you're at a warehouse, construction site, lawn company, whatever you're doing right now with your buddies, we should start a podcast. Guys, this is what happens. Everybody then has bigger, better things. It's tough to organize schedules.
Health,
think
yes.
about
Health
all that
is bigger, better.
Before you decide to do a podcast with your buddies.
Yeah, and the guys in the mill and stuff are like, this guy's going to the doctor over a spider bite. Get out of here.
I ain't been to the damn doctor in 10 years.
I got a better idea. Don't commit to a daily podcast. You have to do every single day of your life.
Oh, or don't rip on our podcast that we decided to do.
This is brutal. The everyday thing is brutal.
No, we didn't do it. You didn't do it yesterday.
I know. That's why I had to not be here. It's hard.
Hey, tell ESPN that every day is brutal. They should just do it once a week.
That's their job, you idiot.
What is this?
We do this for fun.
It's our job.
No, it's not. This is not our job. I could quit this anytime I want.
No, because you're under contract.
No, I can tear up the contract. What are they going to do?
What are you?
Guys, contracts work both ways.
Anthony Davis. Whoa, wait till
the end of the season. Listen, I'm LeBron of this podcast.
Cool. You're the farthest thing from LeBron.
If you're LeBron, you might go to another podcast and you're going to do terrible, not even make the podcast playoffs.
Go to L.A.
Are you going to some podcast playoffs? Hey, you going to go to some L.A. podcast that suck?
Guys.
But you'll be the executive producer on some other podcast.
Sure.
Yeah, you will.
I just won't make the podcast playoffs.
And you'll have people over at the barbershop.
Yeah.
I mean, and that'll be real believable because you're bald. So, I mean, hey, host. I mean, that's so weird because LeBron is pretty
much bald.
Well, he got hair plugs, I think.
Nah.
I think it's back.
Yeah, because he was losing it, but then some of it came back.
I guess money can
Guys,
can
there's
buy hair.
There's procedures, $10,000, $20,000. You can get hair again.
Speaking of, you were doing blood transfusions.
I mean, your hair looks back, too.
It's semi-back.
The front. The back's still struggling.
That's
a little
what
bit.
We're working on.
Hey, are you starting to go for the Jimmy Neutron look?
Yes.
Very good hairstyle with the Jimmy Neutron little puff in the front.
Okay, now you're disrespecting my wishes. I said, can we get this going? I have a doctor's appointment.
In 2 hours. And you're already ready to quit on the podcast. Like, you already are. You're telling listeners, man, I'm so annoyed that we have to do this podcast every day.
No, you guys were ripping me about my doctor's appointment, bigger and better things. And I'm saying, before you even consider that, don't do a daily. It's brutal. Dailies are brutal.
Tell the newspapers that. They should just do one once a week.
That's a good point.
Like, gosh. The newspapers, that's their job.
This is part of our job.
No. We decided to do this for fun.
When we meet outside of this, you're like, we got to treat this like it's our job. And now you have reversed course 3 months later, like, oh, my God.
And I've been trying to do live podcasts at different locations, and you guys don't want to bite on that. I want to go downtown Nashville and do a podcast, but you guys don't want to do
that. Why? What's the difference between doing it live down there and doing it right here?
So people can see and we can bring on people at the bar. What do you think?
No, from an audio engineer standpoint, it's going to sound crappier.
No, there's a studio there.
Here's the thing, right? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, tell him.
You are so
anal.
Stupid.
Oh.
And anal. It doesn't matter. People cannot tell the difference.
They don't care. As long as you can hear what you're saying, they don't care.
Like, it doesn't have to be perfect quality every single time. I mean,
I understand that's your job.
Listen, I understand. Like, you're not here. We over there, we don't know how to do the audio, but we do it. And guess what? No one ever says, guys, the audio was a little off today because Ray wasn't there.
Guys, we couldn't even listen. The
and
audio
yeah,
was so
if you guys
so
could
annoying.
Tweet in when I am not here and the audio sounds a little weird, guys, appreciate it.
Because
really
I did it
better.
This weekend with New Girl.
And
you did the board?
Yeah.
How'd it sound?
I think it sounded great.
Did anyone complain?
No one complained about it sounding different.
Ray, shut up, Ray.
All right, then I'm out.
Like, sometimes I have to, like, and sometimes I was like, oh, wait, the music's too loud. Let me pull that down. Hold on. Oh, yeah, okay, that sounds better.
It's fine.
It was no big deal.
Neutron.
That's what they love. And you know what else they love, Jimmy Neutron?
Would you rather?
Oh, yeah.
Lunch?
Would you rather bang a dolphin?
What?
Sorry.
See, this is what happens.
See,
he gets carried away.
He gets all hyper, and he wants to bang a dolphin.
What's wrong with you, man? PETA's going to come after us.
Yeah. Would you rather be able only to listen to the same song for the rest of your life or watch the same movie for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I'll do watch a movie. Same song. That could drive you nuts. People go crazy. I think they use it at torture devices, like torture techniques. They play the same song over and over. It's like a metal song. That's not good. Movie, you watch it, you get kind of bored from it. But then there's probably so many little things you can pick out of the movie. Like, oh, cool, I never noticed that coffee cup sitting there. That's pretty awesome. Oh, that was an inside joke. I never realized it until the 150th time I watched this movie. It's pretty cool. Give me the movie. I don't think I can do the same song over and over.
Same movie. I'm going that route. It's longer. It's hours of stuff. You're going to pick a movie that's got a little bit of...
What?
Nudity.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? You get that,
that's probably smart.
You get that scene rolling through every time. It's fine. There's different stuff you can see. It's going to get boring, but if it's funnier, you'll memorize some of the lines. No, same song. I hear a song once, and then it plays in my playlist again. I'm like, what the hell is that? I don't like doing songs over again.
Yeah, they get annoying.
But I mean, yeah, when I'm doing my run, I hear that song once, and I'm out. On to the next one. Give me some rap. Boom. Give me a country song. Boom. Give me some hip-hop. So give me the movie.
See, I was thinking about it, and there's this song that I like really, and I could maybe listen to it over and over and over again. It's called Vacation. I was hoping you would hit the clip, dude. I can maybe listen to this song over and over again.
Are you serious? Or are you just plugging my friend?
I'm just plugging my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has to be movie for me also. Because like Eddie said, one song over and over again would drive you insane. Like my brother and sister, when we used to get in the car when we were kids, every time they made my parents put on New Kids on the Block.
I got the right stuff.
And so I heard those songs millions of times, it felt like.
And your parents would listen to your brother and sister what to play?
Yes.
Dude, my dad never asked me what I wanted.
Hanging tough. Are you tough enough?
That's good stuff, man.
I mean, over every car ride, it didn't matter if we were just going six blocks to the ball field. It was... Put in New Kids on the Block, and my brother and sister were jamming out, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so annoying.
Ray, it's so funny you mentioned that. Like, that's the way my growing up was. Like, my parents didn't listen to me. They were like, what do you want to hear, son? We'll play whatever you want. They were like, we got the radio. And if it was my dad, no radio. He hated music. He was just like, you're just listening to nothing.
Oh, the worst. My dad, we'd wake up from a nap, family road trip, Christmas or whatever, Thanksgiving. You wake up after, what do we got? Dad's listening to Billy Graham on the radio or some crap. And you're like, oh, God, how can I fall asleep again? And this is what he did. He moved north. And that's where he found his disciples. I mean, it was like, Dad, this isn't even an interesting way to talk about the Bible.
Was Christmas?
It was like Billy
Whenever
Graham.
They were doing their road trips, Christmas,
their
Thanksgiving.
Road trip. Okay.
Yeah, my parents now, if we're going on a long road trip, they wouldn't play the same tape over and over and over again. They would be like, okay, brother and sister, you get to listen to New Kids on the Block. And then they would listen to something they wanted for a tape.
That's fair.
Cool and then, parents.
That's fair.
Hey, kids, it's your turn. What do you want to pick? Dude, I would have jumped out of the car and been going crazy. I'd be like, pull on some rap, Dad!
Right? No, we all had Walkmans because my parents wouldn't let us listen to whatever we wanted to.
We only had one New Kids on the Block tape, so I don't know who my brother or sister would have been fighting over it, so you got to put it in the car, little player.
But see, smash cut to today, my wife is the same. She lets my kids listen to whatever they want. They control the radio when she's driving. If dad's driving, they're listening to my music.
Well, see, I think it's probably a better idea to let the kid control it because... Then they're in a good mood in the car, and you're not fighting, and you're not having all these disagreements.
I think that's why she does it.
I think if you just let them pick, they're going to be a lot more easygoing.
Yeah,
and
totally.
That way, because if they start fighting, I'll turn your music off. Oh, okay, we're good.
No, that's smart. That's smart. The problem is what kids do nowadays, which we couldn't because we had cassettes. It would take us a while to rewind it.
Teach us about 2019.
As soon as the song's over, they go, again.
Are kids even listening to songs or are they watching more videos on the iPads?
No, they like music.
All right.
So, like, you play, like, they like, God's Plan, right? Dun, dun, dun. And then it finishes, again. Okay, one more time. God's Plan.
So you're
God's
saying plan. A kid would probably pick... Listen to the same song for the rest
over
of their life.
And over.
And that's how and we over. Play Would You Rather?
I mean, Coach, I am blown away the fact that you're telling me your parents now are DJs. Back in the day, Pops put in a tape and you didn't say a word. Oh, this sucks. Oh, this is
good. But it's changed now because you put a tape in and there was no changing it. Now you have the click of a...
You have every single music... Every song
at the tip of your finger.
Of your fingers, right
I mean,
there.
If you're a parent, you better might as well take a class in being a DJ.
So how? So how does your wife change it? Does she just not?
She puts on the radio.
Okay.
They like a certain station. She leaves it on there.
Got it. Okay. I was going to say,
puts
do you
on
put
the
in
sore losers?
Do you put
daily
in the
podcast?
iPod and just have a playlist?
iPod.
Yeah.
The
thing.
Phone.
No, I have
the
an iPod.
Phone. No one still uses. You
I
use
have an
iPod.
iPod
still.
Yep.
Get out of here.
I still have my iPod
with all the songs that you put in there from like 1999
from iTunes.
It's crazy. No one. People use their phones now, dude.
But no, I don't know how to. All the songs I downloaded, I wouldn't know how to get them on my phone.
Probably not. It's a weird transfer thing. But if you are able to. So you can still put
that's just
music
trash.
On your iPod?
Yeah, I still have it.
You can put new songs
I don't,
on your
iPod.
Wait,
does
that
anything.
Plug that goes into the iPod, does that work still?
Yes.
Huh. That's crazy.
Hey, but if you download something on iTunes, does it go to your iPod?
Yes.
I think they stopped that.
I haven't downloaded anything off iTunes in a long time.
No. Look, a download's different than a stream. If you do like Apple Music, that's not a download. That's a stream. This podcast, it's a stream. Now you can download it different.
Okay.
So paying a dollar for a song to put on your iPod, that's
yeah, because I bought
thing.
It.
You have to buy it.
I bought the
you
song.
You can't stream anything from your iPod.
When you
though.
Drive,
right? I just have to go with what's on there.
Yeah. Hey, when you drive your car every day, do you know how to explain how it runs? No. Let's stop trying to explain how this podcast runs. It's
boom.
Boring people.
Yeah,
you
got
know
it.
What you're
you
gonna
it.
Do? You're gonna make people wreck their car. So like Eddie almost wrecked his golf cart yesterday because he had an incident.
Guys, oh my gosh,
he had an incident on the golf course.
Listen to this,
hottie beer cart girl.
First off, I'm not dissing old people. Like I like old people. And I got to the golf course, and I went by myself. I was like, you know what? I don't have – Lunchbox wasn't able to go. I called a couple of friends. They weren't able to go. I'm like, all right, I'll just go by myself.
You
no
went
big deal.
Solo.
Solo. Loser. I've done it before. I
no,
used
no,
to go all
listen,
the time.
I have accepted the fact it's okay to play golf by yourself.
I actually enjoy it.
When we moved here, I was like, I want to play golf, and I don't know anybody. So I'm going to have to start going by myself, or I'm never going to play golf. So I started going by myself, and guess what? It's great.
It's fun. They team you up with people, you know. So
can be awkward sometimes.
It could be awkward sometimes. This was my situation. So I pull up, and they're like, yeah, you have a tee time about 20 minutes. All right, I show up to the tee box.
Where's your other friends at?
I show up to the tee box in 20 minutes. There's an old dude sitting there. Probably in his 70s.
Coach, we don't need the exact age.
No, yeah, you need the ages. Trust
Ray,
me.
This is how you
census.
Tell a story.
Trust me.
This is how you tell a story. You don't
so
want
to- I got a cart, and the guy's got a cart. Two more old people come up behind me. Both in their carts. I mean, the two behind me are probably 80 years old each, 85 maybe.
One
dude
pull up to the nursing
one
home?
Dude used to be a caddy for Sam Snead, who was a dude from like the 60s. All right? So these guys, first off, they cheat like sons of... I mean, they cheat so much.
What, kicking the ball?
No, they would hit a bad shot and be like, ah, don't count that one. And then hit another one. Ooh, that's a good shot. Count that one.
And then they would say they shot 64.
And then at the end of the round, they're like, not a bad 64 today, Bill. All right. Okay, good. Check this out.
Do they got singles? They're playing like money for every hole?
No, they weren't gambling at all.
Okay.
So we're like almost done with the round. I say we're like hole 16.
How many beers are you down?
No beers. Dude, what? we're just playing golf. All right? And then the guy.
It's on a Monday afternoon. They don't have to drink on a Monday. These people are 80.
One of the dudes gets up there.
He's drinking Pedialyte.
Puts the ball on the tee. Takes a swing. And goes. And he hurls over, grabs like almost like his gut, and goes, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh, you all right, man? He goes, no, I'm not all right. And he hauls into the woods. I'm like, Ben?
Crenshaw?
Nothing. Ben? Nothing. I'm like, oh my gosh, this old man just had a heart attack. Like he's dead in the bushes. He's dead in the bushes.
You go back there, he's dropped trowel.
Hey. Seriously, I called my wife. I'm like, babe, You got this. This is the craziest day. What's going on right now? Some old man that I'm riding in a cart with. Just, I think he's dead in the bushes. I don't know what's happening. He comes out. Oh man, that's never happened to me before. I'm like, what happened? I mean, I peed a little. I just couldn't control it. Just came out. So the dude lost all control of his bladder and just started either poop or pee. I don't know what he did.
So well, he told me he pooped his pants.
Okay, so he might have pooped.
Was
because,
he sitting down or standing
because
up?
Because he ended up...
No, he was teeing off, Ray.
Hey.
He was teeing off.
But in the bushes.
He ended up finding a porta potty, I guess, that was through some bushes or whatever. He's like, all he said was like, just thank God there was toilet paper.
Well, then he pooped.
Dude, so
please tell me you were on hole 18. So that's a awkward
I
and then he had to ride
we
in the cart.
16, so he gets back
in
the
cart together.
Oh, was there a bunch of skids all over the seat?
I didn't look.
It was like a slip and slide on that seat, dude. The dude was sliding back and forth. I mean, oh my gosh.
And I'm really.
They got back to the clubhouse, and the guy's like, "What? Did you guys go mudding in the cart?" Nah, man. Ben over here lost his bowels on number 16.
I'm not hating on Bill.
Don't be dumb, dude.
Ben,
smell
whatever.
Like poop.
I didn't smell it.
Did you shake his hand at the end of the round?
Yes.
Ah!
God,
you
good,
had
dude.
Poopy hand.
I didn't even
you
think
about
that.
You shook poopy hand. Poopy hand.
I didn't even think about that. Because, you know, you drain the putt at 18, and you're like, take your hat off, and you shake. Good match.
Well,
good
in
game,
the next hole, did his
did he have a lot of dirt under his fingers?
He did.
Oh, that wasn't dirt. That wasn't dirt.
Hey, on the next hole, did the club slip out of his hand?
Oh,
man.
Because
he might have a little grease on him.
I felt bad, though.
When he's walking on the green, did he leave what looked like pebbles?
No.
No, there wasn't like a trail?
He did say, he's like, that's never happened to me
before.
Was
it not wet out, and you heard...
Were his white shoes now brown?
No.
Coach, that's unbelievable.
Never what color shorts was he wearing?
Like grayish.
Could you see any? Like, was there like a sunset?
I didn't look. I wasn't looking at his ass, guys.
Man, that is so embarrassing for him. And that I can't believe you're able to still continue on through that.
No, we just did. I was mature, and I asked it. I just said, hey, man, it's all right. No big deal. And then we just kept on playing.
But did you say, hey, did you crap yourself a little bit?
No.
Did you ask him if he still had underwear on?
All I said was, hey, so.
Like, did he leave his underwear in the porta potty?
All I said was.
There are so many questions that should be answered.
I bet he did that. If he went a little bit, he probably threw his underwear in the trash.
Had to. Like, when we were younger,
Oh, great. So he was raw dogging the rest of the round with you?
My buddy Aaron, we were out doing some stuff, like throwing things at cars. And like tennis balls and stuff, and someone was chasing us. And Aaron got so scared he pooped his pants. He took his boxers and put them in the mailbox because he was like, "Man, I can't go the rest of the night with freaking poop in my pants."
Can't.
And so he put them in the mailbox.
That's what old Bill did. Then,
oh,
too.
What is this? Got an Amazon package. Oh, what the?
It's
a pair of crappy underwear.
Yeah, that is incredible. Yeah. But you know who else crapped the bed? The Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh yeah, they did.
No, but here's the thing: did they really crap the bed, guys? They got swept by a better team.
A lot better team.
A lot better team.
What, the Warriors?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're a good team. Okay.
The Warriors are a lot better.
It's unbelievable. After the fact, everyone... Oh, it's just dumb.
Let us talk after
I don't
the fact.
Understand what you're saying. Nothing. We've always said they're good.
No, actually, you guys have not.
Yes, we have.
No.
When did we...
I mean, you got a team in the Western Conference that has just dominated the Portland Trail Blazers, and you still wanted to take the Bucks.
I'll still take the Bucks right now.
Who still... is in a fight.
I'll still take the Bucks right now. Here, let's look. Everybody's listen. The Warriors won. Yes, they beat a.
They
far,
won. They massacred.
No, they were down
they
double
murdered.
Digits in three straight.
So
games.
Was Brooks Koepka. He still murdered.
No, he was not down double digits at all. He wasn't down. He was never down.
Right.
The Warriors, here's everybody's jumping on. Oh, my gosh, the Warriors are unbelievable. They don't need Kevin Durant. They're going to steamroll the Bucks. Pump the brakes. The Warriors dominated a far inferior team. They won in four games. They were down 15 points or more in three straight games.
Yeah, they came back.
You keep playing with fire, guess what's going to happen eventually?
You're going to get bit.
You're going to get burned.
That's fire.
You're going to get burned. You can't. Go down that many points against the Bucks, you're not going to win. Or the Raptors. I still think the Bucks are going to get there. But yes, the Warriors beat a far inferior team. So congratulations to them. They got 9 days or 10 days to get healthy because they're going to need it.
Ten days.
They
can go to Cabo.
That's the NBA playoffs, dude.
I mean, they can go to Greece. go on one of those Alaskan cruises that you did.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see one of these guys on a banana boat.
They need Kevin Durant.
What's the word on him?
They don't know. That's
I haven't checked Roto World.
They don't need Kevin Durant.
They need Kevin Durant if they're going to beat the Bucks.
Yeah.
They need Iguodala to be healthy if they're going to beat the Bucks.
Did Iguodala play last game?
That's what I'm saying. That's why the sweep is very important for them. But we can't say that it's all sunshine and rainbows. When you're down 15 three games in a row to the Blazers, like that's not good. You can't rely on the comeback every single time.
Because don't call it a comeback.
What would you call it?
A win.
But it is a comeback.
Call it a damn win.
When you're down 15, it's a comeback.
The final score is the only score that matters, Lunchbox. Just like the PGA Championship. The final score is the only score that matters.
I'm checking
so
lines.
So what if they came from behind? What? So what?
No, you can't live life down by 15 and expect to come back every time.
It's not safe and it's not smart. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do that. And against a better team.
But if you can still win?
Against a better team, you're not going to be able to do that. So, yes, the Warriors, everybody acts like they don't need Kevin Durant. You've got to stop with that. Like, you guys are irrational.
Well, they could use Kevin Durant. They could use LeBron. They could use
LeBron's
anyone.
Never been on the team.
I'm saying they could use anyone you want to name.
No, because
like,
these are people.
Sure, they could use Kevin Durant. You're absolutely right.
They need Kevin Durant to win the next series.
They would be dominant. If they had Kevin Durant.
Right now, that Vegas says, I mean, they're heavy favorites.
Of course.
To win it all, the Warriors.
You're just being indifferent. That's
it. Vegas kind of knows Durant's probably going to come back.
Exactly.
That's why they're heavy favorites.
Exactly. If Kevin Durant comes back, I see them as the favorite, yes. But without Kevin Durant, I don't think they can beat the Bucks.
Well, then double your money because that's what it
is. I have been trying to tell you guys, but you guys don't want to bet.
Why do you need us?
Okay. Open your account, put 50 down for me on the Bucks.
Well, I charge interest if you're going to use my account. Nope. Or you can use my link. I'll send it to you.
I won't sign up. Here's $50.
There you go.
You got change?
I will send you the link. No, just do 50.
Well, I need $10 back.
What? What do you have? 60?
60. Just do 60.
Let's do 60.
Do 60 on the Bucks
to
win it all.
Give me the 60.
I need to see it.
I'm
going to
send you my link.
No, there will be no link. Send it. Do it right now.
I'm not a bookie.
Ray, will you pull up your account right now? I'll give you the $60.
Ray, don't do it.
I need it electronically.
Exactly.
Eddie, do it.
Come on. $60 on the Bucks to win it all. Let's go.
I'm already placing some guy's bets in St. Louis. I place Eddie's bets. Like, I can't bookie three people.
I need the Bucks to win the NBA title.
Okay. There's a fee.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No.
It's a $10 fee. Give me the $60.
It's a $10 fee.
Hey, what are you, the aunt?
I mean, what? Bookies just do it for free?
You're not going to pay me.
Guys,
no.
This is a business.
Do you understand?
Juice.
The bookies,
there is juice.
No, the juice is because you're the one paying out if they win. You're not paying out the win. The website is. So here's $60.
Are
you going to place my bet for me?
No, listen.
Are you going to place my bet
listen,
for me? Are you going to place the bet for
the
me? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
The in-between guy? He's not the one paying the bet. He still gets paid commission, mother.
No. The bookie, it's coming out of his own pocket.
Mustard.
Do you understand that? A bookie is running the money. Like, the money's coming out of his own pocket.
Like, you're kind of a homeless version of a bookie.
Of course I'm a homeless version of a bookie. They have to make money somehow.
You're just a guy that's online and going to press a button for me in his account.
You're a recreational idiot, but a bookie on the side.
Oh, let me see this futures bet.
Yeah, I need the Bucks to win the NBA title.
It's 2-1. That's a solid return right there, boys.
All right.
It was 5-1 a week ago if you guys would have got in on
this. This is nothing.
Was it really?
Yes. And you guys wouldn't do it.
You're going to win $114.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's 2-1.
If they win the NBA title?
That's it. It's 2-1.
So you need them to announce that Durant's
back. It's a little
back.
Less than 2-1, but yeah.
It's a little less than 2-1.
Yeah.
Because I don't even get 120. Because I got to play the juice.
It's 190.
Yeah. Don't even do it.
And you got to pay the juice, so come on. Come to daddy.
I can't believe you'd go on that much of a limb, and they ain't even in the championship.
It's not that much of a limb. Guys, I was ready to go on that limb a week and a half ago when they were the only team in the conference finals.
Coach, you want to make money? Let's put money on the Raptors.
Coach, you're about to wait through two series to win 2-1? I mean, give me your money and put it on a craps table. We'll do it right now.
Well, I'm going to Vegas this weekend, so I will be putting it on a craps table, okay?
Hey, pull up craps on
Bovada. Hey, Vegas might have better odds than
this. I know.
So
that's
just
save your money. I'll just save it.
Yeah, the guys overseas are juicing us.
Gosh.
But plus, you're getting the overseas juice and my juice. It's not worth it, dude.
Dude, you're getting juiced in every direction.
So congrats to the Warriors. I mean, look, this is their fifth straight NBA Finals. That's pretty impressive.
Since the 60 Celtics.
That's why you're picking the Bucks. It's the only reason.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's the only reason you're picking the Bucks because everyone wants. It's just like the Patriots thing. Like it just.
I picked the Patriots to win.
Yeah, I know. But that's because you didn't like. You didn't like the. Who did they play? The Eagles?
The Rams.
Oh, the Rams. You didn't like the Rams.
Coach. Well, yes, that's the whole point.
Coach, that February feels like freaking years
like,
ago.
I don't understand. When you are gambling, you pick who you think is going to win. It's not just to be different. Like, that's. I don't come on here to be different.
Right.
That's what I truly feel. And without Kevin Durant, I don't know who's going to guard Giannis without. If Kevin Durant ain't there,
nobody.
Exactly.
And, I mean. They came on. They were down solid multiple games against the Blazers.
That's what I'm saying. And the Blazers aren't very – they're inferior to the Warriors.
The Blazers had some guy named – what's his name?
Are the Blazers inferior?
Myers Leonard.
Yes. Who the hell is he?
But the Blazers are lottery inferior, pick a couple years ago.
They're inferior to this Warrior team? Like this broken down Warrior team?
Yeah.
I would say they were even.
Not even close.
Evenly talented.
Not even close.
Who's evenly talented?
The Warriors and the Blazers.
Warriors right now without Durant and the Blazers.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No, because
they both
this
had
team
five
has,
players on the court.
This team had won talent. Championship.
Oh.
They'd won a championship.
Without Durant. Sure.
Without Durant.
No, I get it.
The Blazers had never won a championship, so you can't even say they're close to equal. The Blazers overachieved by making the conference finals.
Yes.
They overachieved. So if anything, it's a learning experience. What they always say is you have to learn how to win in the playoffs. You have to learn how hard it is to become the champion. It just doesn't happen on your first go. I hope it does for the Bucks. But
exactly. No.
Said,
take your own words.
But, said,
hey, take your own
but really,
words
the Bucks,
and put money
no, the
on
the Bucks
it,
were in
idiot.
The
play.
I am.
Okay.
Do you want to bet me?
No.
Cause
does
you're
it
scared.
Look like I want to bet you?
No, because you're scared. You're a little turtle. You're going back into your shell like, oh, you know, I'm going to talk all this trash about how great the Warriors are, but I'm not going to back it up. I'm going to go reverse into my shell.
I don't need to back it up. I ain't playing.
Anyway,
they're playing, and they're going to win.
Who would you rather be? The Rockets, who lost 4-2, or the Blazers, who made the conference finals but got swept? The
Blazers. Made it further.
Yeah, I almost got to say Rockets because this Blazers one, if you're a Trailblazer fan, that's a bad taste in your mouth. You got swept and you got beat every game by almost 10. I mean, this last one was 2, but a majority of them, it seemed like it was more than 10 points. They got dominated.
Look how far you got.
But the Rockets feel like, man.
It's a conference championship, man. That's a milestone.
Right.
That's huge. That's an accomplishment.
Absolutely, I'd rather be the Blazers. No doubt about it. You made the conference finals. You were up by 15. 3 games in a row. I believe you led in the fourth quarter, three of the 4 games. So you were there. You didn't close it out, but that's a growing experience. It's growing pains. You're going to learn from it and realize, you know what? We belong with the best of the best. We didn't get it done this year, but you build on that. And I would much rather be the Blazers. You want to get that, the feel, the hype, the excitement of the conference finals under your belt. Never being there before, it can be overwhelming. So I think they got something to build on. I would rather be the Blazers for sure. But after the game, once again, I just love Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry. He says all the right things. He is very poised. And this is what he said about his brother. Somebody had to lose, but this is just the beginning for him and his career in terms of being on this stage. He's proved to a lot of people that not only does he belong, but he can play big minutes in playoff games. We'll remember this for the rest of our lives, and for our family back at home watching, this is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, it's just
back
so...
Back at home, I thought they were at the game. Can't even give them some tickets.
It's probably the rest of the family.
The rest of the family.
Okay,
everyone.
Sorry.
Instead
aunts,
of mom
uncles,
and dad and
cousins.
His, yes.
Second cousins.
Sure.
I just thought, I just love Steph. Like, he is so classy. Even when he wins, he's just like, listen, man, he proved, like, what an amazing experience for us. When we look back on this, it's going to be just so cool.
Because let's be real. No one's going to remember Seth Curry, really. It's just, Seth Curry just doesn't have what Steph has already created for himself.
Right. He's not going to be the superstar
right.
that Steph is. But he did prove that he belongs in the NBA.
Exactly, which most people didn't think
correct.
Maybe he would. So.
And he proved that, hey, even on a Western Conference Finals team, I can play minutes and I can make big shots and I belong on the court.
That's an awesome brother.
That's why. That's what I thought. I felt so good.
It's like
good.
What you would want your brother to say about
yes.
you, right?
Would my brother say that about me? I don't know.
You won't tell him you love him, so why would he say that about
but
you?
But he's never said that to me.
Say it to him. Be the first one. Be the Steph Curry of the brothers.
And then, okay, can I tell you a fight my brother and I had, and I want you guys to talk to me
oh
about
my
this.
Gosh.
Okay. So my brother says, why don't you call me back?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never got a call from you. And he shows me, I show him a screenshot of my call log.
Yes, your phone was off?
And this fight's already gone too far.
And
I mean, you guys are two girls? What's happening
hey,
right now?
Send me a screenshot. Let me see it.
Your phone was off.
No. I don't know what, it didn't come. And he goes, I called you at 8:55 p.m. And I said, here is my call log. There is no call from you. And he goes, you still didn't call me back. How am I supposed to
but
call?
But you could be lying. You got to understand.
No, I screenshot it.
I get it. But the fact that you can delete the log.
How do you do that?
I think you can go in and just delete logs, can't you? Can't you just delete like a missed phone call or something?
I have no idea.
You
can
clear all your phone calls.
But I didn't. I had a screenshot of the call log.
But and his, just devil's advocate, from his point of view, you could be lying. So he's just like, just call me back. He's pissed because he knows it was a fact that he called you.
But even after I showed him the call log, he goes, I don't care about that. You got to call me back when I call you.
Did you call him back?
How would I know that he called? And he got so mad at me.
Why didn't you call him back?
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of rude of you not to call him back.
That's what I'm saying.
What was he watching? One of the NBA games?
And it was like last week.
Maybe he needed you. Brotherly advice.
I don't know, but it was so weird.
You need to be available for your brother.
I am available for my brother.
Okay.
But when I send you a picture of the call log and there is no call from you, I don't know you called.
Fair enough.
That's it.
But from his angle.
Okay.
Okay.
You got to love the Currys, dude. Competing in the Western Conference Finals, biggest stage ever. Lunch's brother. I didn't get your call.
Hey, that shows that.
I called you.
That shows that these athlete superstars are just like us.
He's arguing
having
about
the same
call
kind
log.
Of battles.
They're arguing about who scored more points in the Western Conference Finals against each other. They're arguing about a call log. Actually, Steph did win that one 29-3 when they played against each other.
What, 29-3?
Steph beat Seth. What's the other one's name?
Yeah, Seth.
29-3 when they guarded and played each other. That was the final score.
What?
When they were playing each other, guarding each other?
Like that's how many points you scored?
Yeah,
oh
it was
my
29-3.
God. Yeah, of course, because Steph scores more points naturally than Seth.
I'm saying. They won the game and they won the brotherly game.
Okay, good for him. And then yesterday, Magic Johnson.
This is getting hilarious.
Guys,
I love the. I don't know the other dude's name. What is his name?
Rob Pelinka.
Okay, Pelinka. He's saying that Magic is lazy and not a hard worker. I love that. That's hilarious. And then Magic now is firing
guys,
back.
Fill me in. I don't know what's happening.
Coach, it's LA drama, but it's with people that we never really ever saw drama from. So it's hilarious.
Are these old basketball?
No, Rob Pelinka is the GM of the Lakers.
Okay.
And he was Kobe Bryant's agent.
Okay.
And he got hired to be the GM. Magic Johnson is the president of basketball operations, whatever.
Hall of Fame basketball. Yeah,
people name their dogs after him.
But he got in the role of for the Lakers, and everybody's like, why are they hiring Magic?
Well,
that's crazy.
He's an investor now.
And so, and he told, according to him, he told Jeannie Buss in the beginning, I'm not going to be here all the time. Like, I'm not going to be here. I'm not.
Should have
done
this, man.
Should have done that. Hey, when I signed a contract, I should have said that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be here all the time.
That's
what I try
to tell you guys.
I'm not
going to
always be in the office.
That's what I said when we decided to do this podcast. Guys, we're going to do this daily podcast, but I can't be here all the time.
I'm going to start calling you Magic.
So then Rob Pelinka was going behind Magic's back and telling people, like, yeah, Magic's not here. He's kind of lazy. And talking to people in basketball circles.
Love it.
And then outside of basketball circles,
ooh,
he was telling people.
So
he's saying, hey, not a hard worker. He's not a grinder, which is great that he's saying that about him.
And he quit. Magic Johnson said, man, I'm out of here. I don't need this guy back. And so he went on First Take yesterday and was talking about how.
Did he sell his part or what did he do?
Well, he didn't have a part.
Oh, he didn't have a part.
And he was like, man, I just couldn't deal with the backstabbing. And they're like, well, backstabbing, like, who were you? And he was like, oh, it was just Rob Pelinka. Like, he was the one backstabbing, going out and spreading rumors and talking about me behind my back. Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't need him doing that. I don't need to be hearing from other people that he's spreading, you know, talking about me and my work ethic. Like, this is so bad.
This is horrible. Like, if you're LeBron right now.
Yeah, man, if you're LeBron, you're going, what did I sign up for? I came to L.A. to win a title, and I came into Beverly Hills of, you know, Los Angeles. What Real Housewives of Los Angeles.
Guys, don't you think all the teams are like this?
No.
Oh, I do.
I don't.
That's a lot of drama.
Hey, the teams that are winning,
they're not like that. The Warriors aren't like that. The Spurs aren't like that.
Organizations are like companies. Everyone works for companies. Like people listening right now, like my job. Sure, man. There's all this inside stuff. People talking about those so and so. This is just a different level. Is there people that go to work every day? Married people having affairs. Someone being lazy. This dude saying like Jim shows up to meetings, never even comes to work, but he shows up for the meeting. Now everyone thinks he's a hero. All sorts of office drama, except in a sports organization. Same
right.
thing.
No, I get it. But
so
when you're,
I don't see the difference.
When you're part of a winning organization, that doesn't happen.
It does, but they're better.
The Spurs, the Warriors, you don't have these problems.
Spurs have the problem. Buford had a drinking problem, so they had to like change things around and get him fixed. Like he had to step out for a little bit to fix himself. There, people have problems all the time.
Right, but this is
public.
When you have right, that's what I'm saying.
Difference.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's LA. LA is everything's public.
Clippers. I don't hear anything about them.
Well, no, they ain't winning either.
I don't hear anything. About
they ain't made the playoffs.
LA Galaxy. Nothing out of that camp.
That's right. LAFC.
You're stupid.
What I'm saying is
it's LA, baby.
If you're a free agent,
yeah,
this upcoming free agency, and Magic Johnson is coming out and saying the GM is a backstabber, talks behind your back, like there's all this drama. Who's gonna say, you know what? I think I'm down for the Real Housewives of Los Angeles. I want to go join that circus.
This should be, if LeBron's smart, see, LeBron needs to stop thinking about winning. He needs to do a reality show on the Lakers organization. He needs to do a reality show on Magic.
I thought the exact same thing. Last night I was like, man, if there was a Hard Knocks for basketball and they were following the Lakers this season,
he better be thinking that right now.
Hard Knocks, you probably decide just not even do a football team.
Guys, what if it's happening and we don't even know and it comes out in a few months? We don't even know.
Know what?
What if there are cameras capturing all
Stop.
This stuff?
We would know already.
I don't know.
We would know already.
If LeBron went to LA to make money, that's what he should be executive producing right now.
Hey, well, LeBron, your TV show did good. Your barbershop on HBO was great. Your team didn't do good. The one reason you went there, it isn't good and not successful.
Because it wasn't the one reason he came to LA.
That means he went for other reasons.
Exactly.
I've been saying it since day one. For coming up for this offseason, though.
I don't care about winning.
Yes, he cares about winning.
He doesn't. He's already won.
He wants to be known as the best of all time.
The best of all time.
He's not.
It's like Tom Brady. If Tom Brady decided just to move to LA. Hey,
so tell me, when in Michael Jordan's prime did he miss the playoffs?
Didn't.
Okay, thank you. That's all I got to say, Your Honor. This court rests.
We're past his prime, though.
Is he still the best basketball player in the world?
Yes.
Then he's still
in his prime.
You can't be the best basketball player in the world.
Who's the best golfer in the world?
Brooks Koepka.
No, be real.
Brooks Koepka.
Who's the best golfer in the world?
Brooks Koepka.
Oh my gosh, y'all read.
Who is it?
It's Tiger.
No, it's
what
not.
In the world? People will argue.
This isn't Tiger 10 years ago.
People will argue with you that Tiger is the best golfer currently. Still.
No, they won't. Nobody says that. You maybe, but no one else.
Koepka's winning right now.
He's the best. That's why he's the best.
He's winning right now.
He's won four majors in 23 months. That makes him the best golfer right now, period.
I used to think it was pronounced Kopika.
No, that's Topeka, Kansas.
So then Tiger's done.
Being the best?
Yes. So Jordan now is done. Jordan doesn't play basketball anymore, so he can't be the best basketball player that's ever played the game, right?
No, he can be. No. I'm not saying Koepka's the best to ever play golf.
Okay.
I'm saying right now he is the best golfer in the world.
Okay, right now. Okay, I see what you're saying. Right now, LeBron is not the best basketball
player.
But
I'd say Giannis. No,
but
Steph.
LeBron is.
Steph is pretty impressive.
One of the best basketball players to ever play the game.
Now you're going back in time.
Correct.
Like, what the crap?
Correct.
What do you mean it's not back in time?
Correct.
I'm talking about
LeBron is one of the best to ever play the game.
Okay, all right. So it's okay to move and not win. That's my point. It's okay. You still have
that title.
He wants to be known as the best. That's crazy.
He wants to be the best of all time. He wants to be known better than Jordan, Wilt, Bill Russell, everybody. He wants to be known.
Bill Russell. I don't think anyone even thinks about Bill Russell. But
well,
yes.
He won a lot of titles.
I know he did, but he's lost that. Michael Jordan got rid of that title.
Hey, did LeBron have to leave Cleveland?
No, he didn't have to.
He should have stayed
there. No. They didn't. They had bad salary cap situations. He hated the owner. They weren't going to be very good. They were getting older. Didn't have enough pieces around him. He saw it last year when they went to the finals and they got swept by the Warriors.
Okay.
He said, you know what? I need to get out of here because I need to win.
Because I was going to say is that grass is always green. You think the grass is greener. I mean, he couldn't have made a worse decision. He might have been able to go to any team and done better than he did with the Lakers. Coach, I think he's maybe kicking himself like, dang, I should have picked a different team.
He's fine.
He should have picked the Clippers.
Okay. I mean, that could have been the same thing, but who talks about the Clippers? No one. Everyone talks about the Lakers.
He picked the wrong team in the right city.
If he wanted to win, he should have gone to the Clippers. You're right.
But no one thought the Clippers were going to be this good.
You got a better foresight, better people around you. But I think LeBron, he definitely made a bad decision. We haven't seen him make a lot of them. When he went to Miami, great decision. When he came back,
because he joined a super team. They formed a super team.
Well, I think that
and then he went back to Cleveland, and they had a super team. So, yeah, it was pretty easy. Then he went to L.A., and he had a bunch of guys on their second year in the NBA. Not a super team.
What else are you talking about?
No, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, but the super team, that was awesome. When he went to Miami and the super team.
Super team. Super team in Cleveland.
But the super team didn't come with him to L.A.
Correct.
Yeah.
What?
What's the next topic? What are we talking about here? Go.
I'm talking about the disaster
no,
that the
I
Lakers
get it.
Are.
I get it. We
I know. I know. You have a doctor's appointment.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
We'll get this.
I just said screw you to my nap. We're good. We're good.
I am now all in on the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, good.
That's how we talk about
still,
hockey.
Are they still in?
Yes. They're up 3-2 over San Jose.
Awesome. Oh,
and if my guy in St. Louis, if you need me, let me know. PayPal me, minimum's 25. Jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Is that your code word?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you give him your link?
He knows it. He has my text number link.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
There was two guys from St. Louis. They're in Vegas on a business trip. Back in...
Guys or girls?
When I just said two guys are on a business trip.
Gosh. Sometimes people say guys.
It's like
when
I told my golf story, you're like, why did they, like, just listen.
Okay, do you ever, I was with girls all weekend. I go, hey, you guys come over here. I call girls guys all the time.
They were on a business trip in Vegas in January. At that point, the Blues were one of the worst teams in the NHL.
Oh, my God, they placed
and they
a
made
bet.
A bet.
250 to 1 odds to win the Stanley Cup.
And how much did they put down? 100?
$600.
Jeez.
So do the math.
They win $150,000.
The Blues have always been.
They've never won a Stanley Cup.
I know, but they've always been a solid, solid pick.
If they win, they win $150,000.
If they win.
Oh, they win. Coach, they still got to get by the
Bruins. That's what I said.
No, I know. I'm telling Ray. Because Ray's acting like they've already won the money.
No, but Bruins. Nah.
Bruins,
you don't want to mess with the Bruins.
I understand, but I'm cheering for these guys because that's unbelievable. But. If the Blues win this next game against San Jose and they go to the Stanley Cup Finals, you have to find $75,000 and put it on
Yeah. It's called hedge betting, so you just guarantee you're going to win some money.
You're going to win like 75.
You're talking to these two dudes,
yes,
not just the average Joe.
That's what I'm talking to. I'm talking to these guys in St. Louis because we have a lot of St. Louis listeners. Like, of our 450, I think 200 come from St. Louis.
So you're guaranteed, if they're in the finals, you can hedge bet it and play both sides.
Because you're going to win $150,000 if the Blues win it all. So if they make the NHL Stanley Cup, they make the finals, you got to find $75,000. I don't care if you have to sell two cars and your house. You put $75,000 down on the Bruins. So no matter what, you're making $75,000.
You might have to put more than $75,000.
Yeah, you might have to put more than that.
Bruins
but all you're trying to make is $600. I mean, really, like, just get your, I mean, they won't lose.
No.
Because guys.
If you have a chance to win $150,000 to hedge it, you want to make at least $50,000.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're going to bet, you have to bet bigger.
And they got to pay for the plane ticket out there.
Oh, wow.
But I'm
$300 to win $50,000.
None of these online sites can you do $60,000.
That's what I'm saying. They'll get on a plane and go to Vegas. Don't worry.
Hey, with those big
or
hedges.
Or they can text me. I'll be there this weekend.
Careful. These online bookies, they got limits, and you learn those real quick, boys.
I feel like we've lost Eddie.
No, man, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
About his bets. He makes a $1 bet, $2 bet, and then we just said these guys could win $150,000, and he just totally rethought his whole betting.
I just don't have that mindset of like you're betting $600 to win $250,000.
$150,000.
So you okay? And if your team goes one more step. To find 70 more thousand to hedge it, it's just like that's so much money to me. It's just like
I said you got to sell your cars and your house.
I understand, but that's so much money, and it is it's pretty guaranteed.
And no,
a hedge bet is always guaranteed.
A hedge bet is guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Otherwise, you don't do it. It's not a hedge.
Right. Yeah,
it
that's
needs
just
to be a
gamble.
Perfect hedge.
It's guaranteed, but at the same time, it's just a lot of money to keep putting out.
But how much did they put it originally?
$600.
Okay, That what they did is
it's a $7,600 investment.
You say it's a lot of money. What they did is something you're not doing. You bet daily, minute by minute.
But
those guys
technically
looked at an event. You're not looking at an event 5 months in the future. If you had foresight, you could then be a big time gambler.
Right. Now, $600 to me is doable. Like, my wife would never let me do it, but I'm saying, like, I could be crazy and put $600 in line.
Right.
Now, what I can't do,
bet the president,
what I can't ever do is pull 7,000 out to hedge it.
No, not 70.
70. Okay. I cannot pull 70,000. I don't have that money.
No, you don't have to.
You're not listening to me. I don't have 70,000. I would have to sell a car, two cars, and a house, whatever.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey that.
I would sell whatever I have to sell to get the 70,000 because no matter what, I'm guaranteed to make $70,000 on it. That's, I mean, so you can't lose.
But I'm telling you, it's not a perfect hedge.
You would make less.
No, it's probably you put 70,000 down.
To make 60.
Okay, so, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not
you're
even,
still up $60,000.
You're still up.
What are you talking about, guys? You lose your 70,000. Like,
no, you don't.
No, you don't. You win that one or you win the 150. You're preferably wanting the 150. Because you'll probably have a little bit more money with that.
So you're getting, if you understand.
I get it. I'm just trying to wrap my head around. That's a lot of money.
Right. So, all right. I guess we should break this down. I mean.
No. I get it.
No. I'm trying to think for people that are listening. I mean, maybe they don't even care. Maybe we spent too much time on this already.
I think we have.
I'm going to err on the side of we spent too much time.
All right. Well, have a great day. And we got
I told you I have a story.
Oh,
a very,
crap.
Very important story. And I might even cry telling the story.
Oh, I thought you wanted to tell it tomorrow.
No, guys, this is why I... Stop the music.
Sorry.
This is why I texted you before we started and said, hey, I will have two stories to share just in case you want to kill some stupid news story you want to talk about.
Right. If you want to kill a stupid news story.
We covered all the stupid news stories.
Right.
So basically what he said is, if you need time to kill.
I didn't think we had time to kill.
We were done.
I have two stories that I need to tell today.
LeBron, you didn't say need to tell today. You said.
Don't worry, dude. LeBron in L.A. and not even in the playoffs. We covered it.
Right. We covered it. I mean, what else do we need to talk about?
I have two stories.
We need to talk about Steph's sweet little letter to his brother.
Lunchbox that his brother not text each other and calling.
We covered it.
He said, if you need to kill anything, like if we don't have anything to talk about, I have two stories. So we talked about the one because I knew it was hilarious. This other one, I have no idea.
Hey, and if you want to cover the difference between streaming and downloads, we covered it!
So I thought you meant, like, if you just need time to kill. So I thought you wanted to get to your doctor's appointment, so I was like, all right. But Eddie, go ahead with your story.
Guys, this was a beautiful moment last night.
45 seconds.
My son has been playing baseball. My 5-year-old son has been playing baseball for 4 seasons. Last night, it's the tournament, the league tournament, win or go home. Bottom of the fifth. There's only 5 innings. It's an hour. However long the game goes for an hour, there's 5 innings. It's the bottom of the fifth.
20 seconds.
15-15, scores tied.
Wow.
Two outs.
Get a better pitcher.
There's a guy, it's coach pitch.
Get a better coach.
Oh my gosh. Start the music over. Not even close to it.
Oh, you're not even done?
Okay.
No, the bases are still loaded, dude. 15-15.
No. Bases are not loaded. Guy on second. The winning run is on second.
Sorry, Ernie Harwell.
My son goes up to the plate.
Lefty or righty?
It's a righty. First pitch. Foul ball. Dang it. Strike one. Second pitch. Foul ball. Strike two. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen right now?
But he fouled off both balls.
Fouled off.
That's
two strikes. Oh, he doesn't miss.
That's good.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the pressure's getting to him. The pressure's getting to him. He's playing the orange team. This orange team, the Tigers, guys.
Oh, I thought they were called the orange team. I was like, man, you don't even name them real teams.
They wear orange jerseys. These dads are so intense, they yell at their kids. They yell, I said run through the base! Listen to me.
You guys don't yell?
No. Coaches, we're all chill. We're just.
You said you're a yeller,
guys,
though.
Guys, our kids are 5 years old. We yell, run, stop, good job. That's what we yell. These coaches are intense. They practice twice a week.
How many of you guys practice?
Never. We just play games. Guys.
Your team doesn't practice.
No.
Your son's baseball team doesn't have practice?
No, they're 5 years old. They have games once a week. Sometimes two if there's a makeup.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard is that you don't have practice.
We don't have practice. Guys, we go for the experience. This is what our kids are. Guys, this is it. This is the moment.
Wow. I mean, now that I know they don't even practice, I'm not really rooting for their team.
You guys aren't parents.
Go!
I am a parent.
Well,
actually,
you're not in the situation
yet.
But I practiced when I was five. We had T-ball practice,
and
so you learn the rules.
And look at you playing college ball,
right,
killing
guys,
it in the majors.
It's been 15-15 now for 10 minutes.
Third pitch comes in.
Hey, even Major League's got a time constraints now.
Line drive down the third baseline. Right, hops right over the third baseman.
Foul.
Can't get it. It's fair.
Did it hit the chalk?
It hits the base.
That's a fair ball.
A fair ball. Flies up in the air, goes to the outfield. My son hauls to first. The guy at second rounds third, slides home. The Braves win. Guys, I got
chills. They won
chills.
The championship?
No, they move on to the tournament. They play again tonight.
Oh.
But the fact that they came back to win against this Orange Tiger team was huge.
Do you know what I'd have been doing? I'd have been looking over at the other dads. Nut shot, baby.
No, no, no. All the kids jump in the dugout. The coaches, my son's coach, there's about three coaches, but one coach has been coaching my son consecutively for four seasons. He runs up to my son, picks him up, and he's holding them up. Everyone's cheering.
Like Simba.
I've got my foster baby. I think I'm going to throw it. I'm holding him up like Simba. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Every parent's out. We're all screaming, we won, we won.
Wait. Why are you getting so excited if you're just there for the experience?
Because I'm telling you, there's some kind of thing against this Tiger team where it's just like, you guys need to chill, man. Like, this is a game. Coach, you'll understand.
Coach,
like,
I'm joking. Of course you're going to.
You'll understand. These coaches, these dads, they run their kids. I mean, really, like, these are 5 years old. They're not going to throw it perfectly to the glove.
Real talk. After you won, did you look at the other parents? Double bird?
No, dude. This is what happened. My son starts crying. And everyone's like, oh, my gosh, he's just so excited. And like, he's crying.
No, you guys heard him.
He buries his head in the coach's shoulder while he's carrying him. And coach is like, dude, I think I made him cry. And it's like, and he's got tears. He wipes them off. He's like, I'm good. Wipes them off. And we're walking back. Every dad's like, hey, man, the champ. Right there he is, the hero of the game. MVP, the legend. Starts crying again. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Won't even talk to me. He shut down for 2 hours. We went to Sonic, didn't say a word, ate his sundae. We get home, I'm like, let me put him to bed. You good? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm happy. I just really didn't know what happened. He says, I don't really know what happened, and everyone just started yelling at me. I thought I was in trouble.
He won the game.
He won the freaking game. Didn't know the situation they were in.
Of course he didn't. He didn't practice.
And he's 5 years old.
He knows the rules.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Coacher, he won the game, though.
He won the freaking game.
Hey, that's one for the sore losers, baby.
I love it.
But let us know if he wants to be sponsored by the sore losers in 2020.
Well, when Lunchbox wins his Milwaukee bet.
Tell him the money's on the line right now with the
Don't
Bucks.
Worry. Hey, we'll sponsor you once I win this bet.
Tell
that
him
is awesome.
The Bucks in seven, baby.
That he thought he got in trouble.
He did, and he said that's why he shut down. He didn't know really what was going on.
Wow.
I felt for the dude.
Do you have video of it?
No.
Did you explain
You're
to
a
him
video?
The
Guys,
rules?
I'm telling you exactly.
You're a video producer.
I did explain that. I explained the whole situation. He's just like, it's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I told him, look, there was really one thing that was going to happen after you, like after that second strike. You were either going to win or you're going to lose. That's it. Period.
No, it was tied.
Yeah. Well, it was tied, but I mean.
Don't lose.
Well, they could have.
That was a good pep talk. But, Dad, there would have been extra innings.
There would have been more baseball.
Hey.
I don't think so. I think after the hour, it's like, I don't know what they would have done.
They
but,
go
yeah.
tied?
Yeah. I don't know.
Flip a coin?
What kind of league is this? Hey, so at
15-15. Guys, oh, my gosh. They are 5 years old.
Your kid's up to bat 15-15.
Okay. I want to preface this. That was a great story.
That was great.
It's hilarious that A, he cried because he thought he was in trouble.
Yeah.
It's awesome that he got the game-winning hit because that's an amazing feeling for you as a parent. More amazing if he understood what was going on at the time because it would have been awesome for him to relish in the moment. But this is the same, you saying that parents are too into it on the other side.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the season, you were like, I'm so mad that I don't get to stand on the field and make sure my son's paying attention. He really needs to pay attention.
All of them.
And you got mad because they were taking a step back because the coach was pitching and they were hitting off tees.
That was last season.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a
that was last
like,
season.
Like, you're mad at those parents for being too into it.
No, I don't know if I can explain what kind of parents these parents are. These are the parents that only care about winning they send their kids. You understand? If a ball is overthrown, if they overthrow the first baseman and it falls over, really, just be considerate. Don't run your child at first. Don't run him to second. They're 5 years old.
No,
and so
you
these
run.
Guys just run.
Well, yeah, that's
the
point.
And they beat everyone in the league 20-0.
But Eddie, you understand when they overthrow the ball, that's what you're supposed to do.
No. These are kids.
Have you ever watched T-ball? Have you ever watched T-ball?
Yes.
When they throw the ball all around, that's how you keep running.
There is a difference. There is a difference. I'm telling you.
I can't believe you tell your kids that the ball's overthrown to stop.
Well, the ump will say, you know, time. He'll stop the clock.
Then why does he let them run?
It just, once he sees them running, he's like, all right, well, if they're running, then I guess you can finally run. They're really the ones that started the culture of running them.
That is so, but in real life,
in real
you're
baseball,
supposed to run.
You run until
right.
you...
Right,
until
so that's
you,
why I don't get what the problem... I don't have a problem with that.
Because they just want to win. That's it. Really, they want to win the league trophy with five-year-old baseball.
Who doesn't?
So since the ball went over the base, should the kid from second have stopped at third?
Oh.
If it's station to station.
They kind of do. I mean, there's a fence right there, so it stops. And they just and then the ump will just be like, bring the ball in. You're good. Let's go. Next batter.
So, no, when your son got the hit, should he have stopped at third, that kid?
Normally it would have. Well, no, because the ball was still in play. It wasn't an overthrown ball.
Well, then what's
difference? No, there's a huge difference. When the ball is hit and it goes to the outfield, that's still a ball in play. They're still trying to get the ball in. If a ball's already infield and they overthrow it to first, like, that's different. It's fine.
Okay.
Run should have never scored.
Over.
I disagree with that.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
But that's a fair hit.
As a video producer, you weren't rolling video?
I wasn't.
God! I mean, that could have been our moment.
Could have been a huge moment.
Coach, we could have put that on the Instagram.
I mean, that could have been his...
Guys, my kid's life doesn't live on Instagram.
Sure, he's part of the Sore Loser Kitties.
No.
If we're going to bring stories, we got to get him some press.
Press?
Yes. I mean, interviews.
Interviews?
Yeah, can you bring an interview in with him about what it felt like to get the game-winning hit?
I'm sure he don't want to talk about
Coach,
it.
Coach, that video would have been
so you're
cool.
Saying he's humble like Steph Curry?
Very humble.
He's humble like Giannis?
Very humble like Giannis.
And you're saying he's going to win again tonight like the Bucks?
I think so.
Oh, he plays again tonight?
Tonight.
All right.
Well, what
tonight.
Those tears?
Hey, boys, let's get the cameras rolling. We'll be there tonight. You guys have a great day. Thanks for joining us. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, tell Dad not to forget about the play button on his camera. He's only a video guy.
All right.
I mean, record.
Thanks for listening,
the
everyone.
The play button.
Oh, my gosh. Good day.
Hey, wait. Oh. What if the audio's off, though, on the thing? Because Ray's not going to be there to get audio.
And the quality may be bad.
You tell Sonny, if he needs high-quality audio... Huckle Raymundo's coming to the game.
My gosh. All right, we're out.